Rain patches of video spying vulnerability, a Linux crypto miner malware was found, and a cybercrime group is using fake reservation emails to steal information. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings! I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for August 23rd, 2022. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. This week, I added 14 additional important news stories over on the Patreon page for easy access to action alerts and, quite frankly, just stuff that you should know about. And that roundup includes a few wrap-up stories from DEF CON, which, side note, they did have a mask policy, but as you can see, I came home healthy and ready to do more shows. That is extremely important whenever you are self-employed like I am and you don't get PTO. So thank you so much to everybody who went to DEF CON and followed their policies. So if you are interested and you want to keep this show going, please consider becoming an Alliance member over at patreon.com/threatwire. That's the only way that I can do this show. So thank you so much for supporting my content in whichever way you do it. Let's go ahead and get started with today's news. Researchers with security firm Checkmarks discovered a flaw in the Amazon Ring Android app that could have allowed an attacker to access camera video recordings, geolocation information, and personal information through a malicious app. Now, with over 10 million downloads of the Ring Android app alone, this is considered a severe vulnerability for users of these home security cameras and devices. This was disclosed to Amazon on May 1st, and it was fixed on May 27th, with public disclosure now happening. The problem resides in a deep link activity, which is exported in the Android manifest. This means it's accessible to other apps on the smartphone, and it could be launched by said apps. So if a malicious application, for example, was sneakily downloaded onto a user's phone, that app could be used to creep on users' Ring data. Activities on Android phones are components of a program that users can interact with on the display. If these activities are added to an app manifest file, they can then be used to interact with other installed apps. Now, there are two main parts to this hack. First, that activity allows for execution of web content from servers as long as the server includes a URI string with the words better-neighborhoods. But only web pages on ring.com or a2z.com could actually interact with it. So the researchers took it a step further by finding a cross-site scripting vulnerability on another URL which allowed for interaction. That allowed the researchers to steal login cookies via the authentication token and hardware ID for a user's account via the Ring APIs. That access to the Ring APIs allowed them to steal a customer's full name, their email address, their phone number, device geolocation, address, and recordings. Checkmarks determined that an attacker with tons of video recording access could use it to find videos of interest, be it persons of interest like celebrities or documents easily viewed through the camera lens. Amazon does make it easier to do this with their machine learning that is just built right into their products. Or somebody could just go super full-on stalker. They could rob a home, or they could use recordings for blackmail. Now, luckily, this problem was fixed, and there are not any signs that it was used in the wild. But moral of the story? Either set up a localized option for home security and monitoring that doesn't go up to the cloud, or set up your cameras in places that won't open you up to potential harm if video data is stolen. Hey, let's talk about typo squatting. So typo squatting happens whenever someone takes advantage of accidental typos to trick users into thinking that they are visiting a legitimate site, like google.com instead of a typo link like goggle.com. Now, this is a hypothetical example. That's a real website, so don't worry about it. A researcher at Sonatype discovered that at least 241 malicious packages are being used to drop crypto miners on Linux machines by using typo squatting within the PyPI or Python package index and the npm open source repositories. Now, these repositories are legitimate. They are legitimate ways to find and publish third-party software, and they are officially used for many distros. Many of the registries are widely used libraries, and each of the malicious packages appears to download a bash script to run crypto miners. The legitimate open source libraries that are being targeted include ones like React, AIO HTTP, and ARG Parse or ARG Parse. The malicious links would launch XMRig, which is a Monero crypto miner. Each of the packages, which is written in Python, downloads bash scripts from the attacker's server, and this notifies the attacker of the IP address for the now infected machine, while also letting them know if the crypto miner deployment was successful. At first, the researchers who found these malicious packages reported 33 of them to PyPI, and they were removed quickly, but the threat actor published 22 more at the same time. Sonatype also discovered another 186 NPM typo squatting packages, equaling that total of over 200. Now, this isn't the only time that PyPI has been targeted with malicious packages. Another discovery was made of about a dozen packages that hosted malware. In this case, my cat is talking to me. In this case, the attacker was using malware that modified Discord into a backdoor to steal data from browsers and Roblox. The package can steal information from Google Chrome, Chromium, Edge, Firefox, and Opera, including passwords, history, cookies, and search information. Now, all of that data is uploaded to the attacker via a Discord webhook. My cat is still talking to me, while also modifying the JavaScript file for Discord to add a backdoor, allowing the attacker to also steal information about your Discord account. Now, the second part of this malware focuses on Roblox, and that steals account cookies, the user ID, Robux balance, and the status for the gaming platform. From both of these cases, we can tell that PyPI and other open source repos are being used to host malicious libraries, which are used to install crypto miners and steal data. Now, in some cases, like the former, the repository itself acts quickly to remove those malicious packages. But in other cases, like the latter, the files were still accessible at time of recording. Now, with open source products, oftentimes they are managed by volunteers. So checking for typos whenever you are searching for libraries to download and practicing skepticism with those downloads is a crucial part to protecting yourself from potential infection. Biggest of shout outs to my Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support. And a huge thank you to my newest patrons, Jacoby. I met you in Vegas. It was so fun. Jonathan, Frank V, and Frank S for joining the Alliance over at patreon.com/threatwire. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story about attacks on the hospitality industry. Security firm Proofpoint reports that a cyber criminal group, which is called TA558, who apparently never disappeared, but experienced a slowdown in attacks during the pandemic, is once again targeting the travel and hospitality industry with exploits that focus on hotel reservations and airlines. Now, these attacks originally stem from 2018, when TA558 was using fake reservation emails to trick users into clicking on malicious links, which would then download malware payloads. They are financially motivated attackers who use pretty consistent techniques, including attempts to install the LodaRat, VJWorm, and RevengeRat. They focus on Portuguese and Spanish speaker targets of Latin American origin, with some targets found in Western Europe and North America, and they have dabbled a little bit in English as well. What makes them unique is their use of RAR and ISO files. The group started using URLs in their phishing emails more often in 2022, with 27 campaigns reported compared to the 5 campaigns previously seen from 2018 to 2021. The URLs contain ISOs or zipped RAR files with executables within them. When including non-ISO and RAR attacks, as in the ones that used Microsoft Word or macros instead, for example, the group has carried out about 51 campaigns this year so far. Their schemes would require user interaction. A user would need to decompress the file archive from the reservation link. The embedded batch file executes a PowerShell helper script that then installs a payload. Now, this can allow the group to steal credit card details and customer data. TA-558 used to focus on malicious Word docs all the time, but since Microsoft started auto-disabling macros, the theory is that this hacker group shifted to ISOs and RARs. Now, Proofpoint recommends organizations in the hospitality and travel industry, as well as frequent travelers, keep an eye out for potential phishing emails, especially ones that require you to click a link to access or make a reservation. Almost all emails from TA-558 pretend to come from a conference organizer, tourism agent, or similar, and they ask the user to click the link to make a reservation. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/ShannonMorris for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. And don't forget to like and subscribe to Hack 5 as well, and turn on your notifications so you see the next ThreatWire episode. I'm Shannon Morris, and I'll see you on the internet.
This is my cat. Her name is Starbuck.
Apparently she wants to be on camera today. So this is my kitty. Say hello, kitty.